My scripture would come from Luke, the first chapter. I want to read, I think I'm going to read from 5, verse 5.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You got her. Okay. And I'm also having glasses problems. Can't see, can't hear, can't. Oh, well. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abiah. And his wife was the daughter of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. And they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren. They both were now stricken in years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the customs of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall be turned to the Lord their God. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, and make ready a people prepared for the Lord. And Zacharias said unto the angel, Whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife well stricken in years. And the angel answering said unto him, I am Gabriel, that standeth in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto thee, and to show thee these glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be dumb, and not able to speak, until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. Father, again, as we bow, we just ask, God, that you take over the service now, Lord. That you bring the message, Father, that you use your humble servant to deliver. We just ask you, Father, to speak to the hearts of each one of us. Oh, God, that we might just be able to be filled to the overflowing, oh, Father, of the Holy Spirit. And, Lord, that we can't contain it, that we have to broadcast it to all the world, to all whom we see, that we have to let this world know that you are alive and well. We ask you, God, just to take this message this morning. Use it to your glory. In the name of Jesus. The story that I've just read to you was a story of Zacharias. And as I read that story, I thought, well, this is so true. It's a time of year when this was coming to pass. Days of Herod. Herod was a king, and he was quite a guy, really. And he was, at this particular time, the history says that he was working on the temple that he had been providing in the temple, great things, physical, in the temple, making it beautiful and all this, that, and the other. But he was that same king that had all the little babies executed, had all them little ones killed, trying to destroy Jesus Christ. He was the same guy. In the temple at the time, they said there was like maybe as many as 12,000 priests in the area. But of them, they divided them up into groups, like I think it was 24 groups that they divided them up into. And each of these groups would take part in serving the temple in order. And as they took their time, then out of these groups that would win, there may be 1,000 of them in the temple, but out of these 1,000 in the temple, these priests, they cast lots, like we would roll dice, as compared to. But anyhow, you find this in the Bible a lot, where they cast lots. And if lots fell at the feet of somebody, they was the one picked. So they cast lots with this group in there, and Zacharias was named. He was the one that was selected to burn the incense at the altar. This was quite a privilege. It says this could happen probably maybe only once in the whole lifetime of a priest, which would make it, one in 1,000, we'll say, or one in 12,000, or ever how many thousand, but a whole bunch, And he was selected, one out of all these people. Well, you think, well, my goodness, that's quite an honor. It's just like picking one of you people out of the state of West Virginia to represent something. See, it wasn't just by chance that this happened. We say, well, they cast the lots. No, it happened a long time before that. God had his plan of salvation in order. It was all laid out exactly as he had planned, and it was coming to pass. It was starting to come down. Now, it had been something like 400 years since there had been any signs whatsoever. It was a long dry spell, we might say. Okay, so Zacharias was chosen to burn the incense, and he done it. While he was burning the incense at the altar, the peoples were outside praying. He was not in the holies of holies. He was in the intermediate. He was in that part just outside of the holy of holies. The chief priest went once a year into there. This was normal. This was the regular, we might say this, the regular services. Well, anyhow, he was picked to burn the incense, and he went in and he did that. And as he went in, man, things started to happen. Woo! It started to beat your thing there. Tom, you hit that. We'll quit that. Okay. Things started to happen. He looked up and there stood an angel of the Lord on the right side of that altar, and he was speaking to him directly, and he told him of things to come. And it was like speaking impossibilities to people. He told him that he would have a son. I guess it was kind of humorous to him. Him being an old man, and his wife being an old woman beyond childbearing. But he told him that he would have a son. And that he even told him what to call that son's name. John. Nobody before was named John. That wasn't a common name for that at that time. It is now, but at that time it was not. John called him named John.
And he kind of laughed at him. That's the angel. Because he said he was old. This is beyond me, you know. Well, the angel says, it will be. But because you're doubting, because you're thinking it impossible, you're going to be struck dumb. You won't be able to speak a word. You won't be able to speak a word until these things come to pass. Well, he got his penalty. When he came out of there, after he burned the incense, went back on the outside, and the people started looking at him and questioning what happened. They knew something happened because God had been there. The angel of the Lord visited them. Their prayers on the outside were answered. They didn't know what they were praying about, but they were praying to God for His will to be done. As we gather at the altar, as we pray to God, we don't know the future, but we say, Lord, Your will be done. It was. Elizabeth kind of, she thought it was kind of funny too. Impossible. But then he said, this son that will be born to you shall be filled with the Holy Ghost even where? In the mother's womb. Even in the mother's womb. Before birth, John would be blessed by the Holy Spirit. Well, we find that Mary was visited too, and that's another story. We'll get into that through the choir and through all the rest of this next week. Maybe, I don't know, but anyhow, I'd like to stay with this John. So, they live, Elizabeth and Zacharias, they live, seem to be out of ways. In my mind, I can kind of picture them way out there on a hillside someplace, away from everybody. But anyhow, Mary went to visit him. Now, this is like 6 months later that Mary went to visit Elizabeth. And as Mary went to visit Elizabeth, when she was approaching the house, giving salutations, it says, as she approached the house, Elizabeth, 6 months pregnant, and as she approached the house, the baby leaped within her womb. What did it say? He shall be filled with the Holy Ghost even in the mother's womb. It happened. God's plan was in the making. Yes. The baby did leap within his mother's womb. One of the commentaries I read said that they didn't think that John was saved at that time. Wow! How can a person get so mixed up? When the Holy Spirit comes upon the scene, when Jesus Christ made His appearance, even though He was not yet born, things happen. Yes, the power of Almighty God was on the scene, and He did cause that baby. The rest of the story, as Paul Harvey says, when the time came, John was, the little bitty baby was born. That'll cause another controversial thing. What are we going to call this little fellow? And they had all kinds of suggestions. Yes, people from everywhere around about. John could not speak, you see. He couldn't speak. Because of his doubt. Well, so I imagine that Elizabeth was there thinking of names, this, that, and the other, going down the line, all those names that was in the pastime, you know, family, go back and you pick up and all this. But the angel of the Lord said his name will be John. What happened? He got out into the table. He got out his little pad and he writes
the name John. The baby's name was John. To be the forerunner of Jesus Christ. To usher in the Savior of the world. Wow. What a privilege. What honor could anybody have greater than to usher in our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. John, as he was preaching and baptizing there in the river, he saw Jesus coming. He said, I'm not worthy to tie his shoes. But he said that he need be baptized. So you see, God's plan of salvation started way on back there into the old scripture times that was prophesied there, as you heard this morning, read. Brought forward, ushered in by John the Baptist. He had the privilege of ushering in the Savior of the world. Friends, there's a message there. There's a message there for every one of us. We're not John the Baptist. But if we know Jesus Christ as our Savior, we can show the world. We can show the peoples that we meet. We can show them. We can usher in Jesus Christ into their lives. We can introduce these people that are hungry or so mixed up. We can show these people. We can usher in Jesus Christ into their life just exactly as John the Baptist did. You see, we're not John the Baptist. But when we take on the name of Jesus Christ, when we say, Lord, I want to serve you. Well, to be a servant, John the Baptist was a servant. He was the servant to usher in a whole new plan that they didn't even realize what was going on. But as they began to accept Jesus Christ, then lives were changed. Sign out on the front, thanks, Lord, says the world changed by a baby boy. The song the choir does. Changed by a baby boy. Changed by the Almighty God. As his plan of salvation was being completed. Yes, John's job was to lead the way. Your job, like it or not, is to lead the way. The life that we live, those around and about us, I'm not talking about getting out here on the street corner, standing up on a soapbox and beating it on that, because that will turn people off quicker than anything you can do. But that kind word, that word of compassion when someone's grieving, that word of help when somebody's in need, yes, when somebody needs a coat, I've seen it. God can use every one of us, and we have to be ready. We have to be ready when He speaks to us to move. God has spoken to every one of us this morning. He's touched every heart in this house. He has visited us through the power of the Holy Spirit. Will we hear His call? Father, again,
thank you, Father. We praise you. Lord, if you just look upon us, O God, and see us as weak and unworthy, but Lord, to take this feeble little peoples and let us, O God, be just an inspiration to someone along the way, that we might just hold a hand, give a hug, speak a word, give a smile to someone, O God, that's down, that's in need. A cup of cold water. In the name of Jesus. Use us, O God, as you can.